全世界人都寻找一位超自然的一个存在。
People are searching for supernatural existence.
无论你是基督徒
，Be you Christians，
佛教徒
，Buddhist，
还是穆斯林
，or Muslims，
还是其他种的宗教
，or any other religions，
或者说是信仰
，or any belief，
那一种的敬仰。
But they always look for yearning for the ultra natural
being. 而今天我们既成为上帝的儿女们
，Since we're children of God，
你对你所得到的信仰。
What about your faith?
是不是很执着呢？
Are you persistent?
是非常的 serious 吗？
Or are you serious?
你是真的是对这个信仰，活的一个信仰，你是真正的相信吗？
Do you live your faith or you truly believe?
在宣教的工厂面对以逸敌忘，一个对决超过十万的非信徒。
So during mission and fields, I am just one against millions of millions of non-believers.
住在一个超过14万的一个县城里面。
So I live in a city of 140,000 populations.
只有两个基督徒。
And there's only two Christians.
而且你要把福音传给他们。
So how can you spread the gospels?
你要面对多大的挑战？
How challenging?
挑战并不是生活上面的挑战。
Not just daily lives.
最大的挑战其实是信仰的挑战。
It's about faith.
因为就在那个时刻，你才真知道你所信的是什么。
During that particular moment, then you know what you believe, truly believe.
今天我们来读今天这段经文，创世纪十二章一到八节。
So let's read the verses for today, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 8.
因为时间的关系。
Because of time constraint.
我们一同用两个语言呢，一同来念。
So read together language of your choice.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's together.
The Lord has said to
Abram, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out from the land of Canaan. And they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the side of the great tree of Moreh at the Shechem, at the plain Canaanite were living in the land.
最后一段经文。
The Lord appeared to Abram and said, To your offering I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he went out toward the hills east of Bethel, and pitched a tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
今天我用三个很简单的这个内容跟大家来分享今天这段信息。
I'm going to share in three aspects about these verses.
第一个，当主说话时去。
Number one, when God speaks, go.
就是很简单的一句话。
It's very simple.
圣经里面充满了神不断在说话。
God speaks often in the Bible.
希伯来书的第一章第一节怎么说呢？
So what about in Hebrew chapter 1 verses 1?
大家知道吗？
You remember?
古时
In the ancient time
神借据
So God dwells
众先知多次多方的说话
And through prophets
那如今就借据他儿子耶稣基督说话
Now he speaks through his son Jesus Christ
你相信上帝还继续说话吗？
Do you believe God continue to speak?
请举手。
Raise your hand if you believe.
那为什么很多时候我们听不到上帝在说话？
How come we don't listen, we don't hear what God says?
承认吗？
Do you admit?
但是上帝是不是不说话呢？
So was God silent?
那为什么我们听不到上帝说话呢？
How come we couldn't hear what God says?
没有听， 我们耳朵关了。
So we turn our ears away.
就算上帝说了，我们也听不见。
Even God speaks, we could not listen.
因为我们照就我们心中的意思来听。
Because we listen according to our will.
人是非常软弱的。
So we are weak.
包括我自己在内。
Myself included.
因为我们自己里面 will, 我们自己的 will, 我们里面这个意念是很强的。
So we have strong selfish will.
直到上帝亲自的要做一些事情，把你打到地上的时候呢，你才会 say yes.
Until God strikes you down, then you will respond with yes.
你们有没有过这样的经历？
Did you have such experience?
是不是神打，我用打，打quote unquote，上帝其实是慈爱的，但是他是公义的，怜悯的，他会打，管教。
God is loving, righteous, but sometimes he disciplines us and strikes us.
因为他爱你的缘故。
Because he loves you.
是有时候他说话的时候，你不听。
If you don't listen,
上帝就开始做他要做的工作，直到你听他为止。
Then God will work until you listen.
其实当时我们说当主说话去背后很重要的两个基督教信仰里面很重要的两个很重要的一个元素是什么？
There are two aspects important behind when God speaks go.
就是我们常常唱的那首歌
Just the hymn we just sing.
是很古典的那首歌 Trust and Obey.
The Trust and Obey, the classic
hymn. 信靠顺服。
So we have to trust and obey.
大家知道副歌怎么唱吗？
Do you remember the refrain?
信靠顺服 Trust and obey 对吧？
Back so no other way.
基督教的信仰呢，不是靠着外面的功德。
So it's not by work.
它是靠着内心里面的信靠跟顺服。
But by faith, trust and obey.
是那一份爱。
Because of love.
我们能够信靠它。
We can trust and obey.
我们顺服他。
And be obedient.
不是因为我们能做多少。
Not because what we can do.
所以当我讲当主说话时去。
When God says speak, go.
它是一个活的。
So it's a living word.
所以我今天就问挑战说你今天信主这么多年这个信仰在你里面是死的还是活的。
So I want to challenge you even though you've been Christian for years, if the faith alive or dead.
如果是活的
If it's living,
它就会有去的结果
Then it will bear fruit.
上帝说话的时候你就愿意信靠跟顺服
Then you trust and obey and you will go.
有两节经文是以赛亚书六章八节
In book of Isaiah chapter 6 verses 8
他说我又听见主的声音说我可以差遣谁呢谁肯为我去呢我说我在这里请差遣我
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me.
这段经文，你看原文这段经文的后边的时候呢，神继续对以赛亚先知说话。
And God continues to speak through Isaiah.
他对他说，你去的时候，那边的人，你对他传讲，他还是不听。
When you go, you spread the gospel, the people will not listen.
他们还是不会回转。
They will not return.
你要去向这硬的颈项的百姓说话
Because they're stiff-necked
那以赛亚有去吗
Did Isaiah go?
有去吗
Did he go?
有不然的话、
yes.
今天不会有以赛亚书66章
Otherwise there'll be no book of Isaiah
那还有一段经文使徒行传第九章第十到十一节
So another in Acts chapter 9 verses 10 and 11
当下在大马士革有门徒名叫亚拿尼亚主在异象中对他说亚拿尼亚他说主我在这里主对他说起来往直接去在犹大家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗他正祷告
In Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias The Lord called to him in a vision Ananias, yes Lord He answered The Lord told him Go to the house of JudahOn the straight street, and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying.
大家都非常熟悉扫罗是一个怎么样子一个背景的人。
Everybody knew the background of Saul.
他是一个逼迫教会、逼迫跟随主的一个人。
He was persecuting Christians.
而这个时候主说话了。
Then God spoke.
他对亚拿尼亚说：“去。”
The go, Ananias.
亚拿尼亚不知道扫罗是谁吗
？Did Ananias know who Saul was?
但是亚拿尼亚最后有没有去？
Of course, he knew who he was, but did he go?
后来这个扫罗本来叫扫罗的，后来叫什么？
So what became of Saul?
所以新约当中的二十七本书里面，大多数的书信是谁写的？保罗跟圣灵一同同工写出来的。
So became Paul and wrote most of the New Testament with the inspiration from Holy Spirit.
那圣经当中的亚拿尼亚还有没有再出现过？
So what happened to Ananias in the other part of the Bible?
神使用了亚拿尼亚。
God used Ananias and spoke to him.
你去。
Go.
如果你是亚拿尼亚的话。
If you are Ananias.
你会去吗？
Would you go?
不一定。
Not necessarily so. Perhaps.
你要想死吗？你去找吧。
So probably you're afraid of death.
所以我们的心思意念
，So our hearts and minds，
我们的这个理性
，Or our thinking，
我们是非常强的。
So we have strong will，
尤其对中国人的思维
，Especially among Chinese，
非常是逻辑的。
So we are very logical，
对于信仰这一块。
Especially about faith.
的确是有些时候需要逻辑的思维去思考。
Sometimes we think very logically.
但是有些时候是超乎我们能所求或者所想的。
But sometimes beyond our imagination.
这就是信仰。
So this is the faith.
当上帝对着亚伯兰说去。
When God spoke to Abraham, go.
他去的地方呢？上帝有没有对他说
？Did God tell him where to go?
有没有？
No.
圣经里面怎么说？往我所要指示你的地去。
To the land I will show you.
啥都不知道，那我该往何处去呢
？So he knew nothing. Which way we going?
人生当中有三个问题呢，是我们常常 puzzle 的。
So there's three questions we often puzzle in life.
我们想要寻求答案的。
So we like to have answers.
第一个，我是谁
？Who am I?
第二个，我从哪里来？
Where did I come from?
最后一个
Where do I go?
我往哪里去？就算是哲学家康德呢，都深深的被这些问题深深的困扰着。
But even philosophers were deeply puzzled by these three questions.
那你今天已经存在在这个世界上。
So you already exist in this world.
常常你就要问你自己。
Do you ask yourself?
我该做什么？
What should I do?
我该往哪里去？
Which way should I go?
如果我不知我从哪里来
，So if I don't know where I was from,
我就不知往哪里去。
Then I know where I'm going.
所以你知道你往哪里去吗
？Do you know which way you're going?
所谓猛龙不过江
，So that means dragon never crossed the river.
你千里之远从亚洲移民到北美。
So you travel 1,000 miles, immigrate into America.
你都带着一个梦想。
So with dream.
是不是
？You have dream when you came over here. Raise your hand if you have an American dream, Chinese dream.
但是我们都知道去哪里。
But we all know which way we're going.
我们知道做计划。
So we plan.
但是亚伯兰。听到上帝话的时候，他不知往哪里去，但他愿意去。
But Abraham didn't know which way he was going, and he was willing to go.
这是信仰里面的非常反合性的一些东西。
So this is important part of a faith.
不是你 figure out 已经知道了你才去。
So you cannot think logically before you go.
那不叫做信仰。
Then if it's too logic, then it's not faith.
信仰是活的。
Faith is alive.
信仰是有挑战性的。
Very challenging.
是有冒险的。
And risky.
基督教的信仰是透过牺牲而建立起来的。
So Christianity was built on the sacrifice.
第一，耶稣死在十字架上面。
So Jesus sacrificed on the cross.
这是超乎逻辑思考的。
That's beyond any logic.
这是其他的宗教一层信仰，犹太教跟这个伊斯兰教所不能接受的。
So Islam and Judaism could not accept this concept.
当我一个人对这十四万个几乎全部都没有基督徒的环境当中，
When I was the only one against 140,000 non-believers,
你会问问你自己，
So you would ask yourself,
我到底是不是听错了？
So did I do the right thing?
我是不是选择错了？
Did I choose the right thing?
我在那里工作差不多五年时间，
I spent almost 5 years there,
一个果子都没有，
Didn't convert anyone.
传了不知道有多少个福音信息，
So I spread so many gospels,
被拒绝于门外，
So turned down again and again and again,
不止被拒绝于门外，
So not just outside the door,
而且呢还希望你成为他们的一份子，
And I wish I would be accepted to be one of them,
不要以为只有你在传福音，
And not just me alone spreading the gospel,
人家也非常的积极。
So, yeah, they can spread gospel to you, their gospel to you.
我就面对很大的挑战。
So I face tremendous challenge.
我的神是真实的吗？
Is my God real?
如果神不是真实的，你今天不会坐在这里。
So if God is not real, is not real, you will not be sitting here.
我是说这句话应该是对着中国人说的。
I'm speaking exclusively to Chinese.
200多年前的马里逊。
So Morrison, 200 years ago,
他一生当中只对着他那一个跟他教他中文的那个中文老师信主而已。
So he only left his Chinese teacher to the Lord.
200年过后了。
So what happened after 200 years?
无论是中国大地上。
So not only mainland China.
直到北美、欧洲、全世界，只要是很繁华的城市里面，都有华人的存在。
So no matter where in North America, Europe, there are Chinese.
你们今天就会坐在这里。
So you sitting here.
你有中文的圣经和合本。
So you have Chinese.
谁知道当年马里逊一生传教的时候，他去的时候，他所面对的环境根本就是没有人信主。谁知道两百年后神所成就的事情。
But can you imagine Morrison couldn't do anything to spread the gospel? What happened 200 years later?
你很难想象到今天上帝说话的时候，
When God speaks,
你很难想象以后会发生什么事情。
It's hard to imagine what will happen down the line.
但他所要的就是你的信靠跟顺服。
But God only asks you to trust and obey.
而今天上帝借着亚伯拉罕这个民族。
And through the people of Abraham,
来了耶稣基督，
and then gave us Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督，
and through Christ,
把这个福分传遍到万国万邦，
and then give us the gospel to all nations.
所以创世纪第十二章，神拣选了亚伯兰。
So in Genesis chapter 12, God chose Abram.
借着亚伯兰能够祝福万国。
Through him.God blessed all nations.
是他的顺服。
He obeyed.
借借亚伯兰以色列这个民族。
And through Israelites.
把这个福音借借他们传到万国万邦。
And spread the gospel to all nations.
所以对保罗的应许是什么？上帝对保罗的使命是什么？
So what's the mission and promise to Paul?
你要把这福音传到外邦人中间。
To spread the gospel to Gentiles.
先是犹太人，
First to Jews.
后希利尼人，
And then a Samaritan.
然后到外邦人当中，
And to the end of the world.
这些都源于在亚伯兰一个信心之父身上，
And then all because the father of faith, Abraham.
同样的，
In the same way.
今天你知道在全世界最多未得之民是哪一种族群吗？
Do you know the people, the most unsaved people?
就是穆斯林这个群体。
It's the Muslim people.
我回到美国之后，
I returned to America.
第一个星期，
The first week.
几乎每个星期呢，我会花最多，只有最多两个小时时间。
I spent2 hours at most every week.
在他们的中间，
Among the Muslims.
学习他们的文化。
To learn their culture,
学习他们的语言，
their language,
继续的学习，
Continue to learn.
为什么要学习呢？
Why?
当主赐福的时候，
When God bless,
你要给，
you need to give.
你要给什么呢？
What can you give?
你必须要装备你自己。
Equip yourself first.
信仰并不是单单只是拿的。
Faith is not just receiving.
你们应该非常熟悉这首诗歌，耶稣爱我，我知道应有。
Jesus loved me that I know.
大家会唱吗？
Because Bible tell me so.
很好唱吗？
So it's an easy listening hymn.
唱的时候很开心吗？
So make you happy when
you sing. 为什么很开心？
Why you're happy?
是耶稣爱你吗？
Because Jesus loves you.
旋律非常优美吗？
Nice melody.
耶稣爱我，我知道。
Jesus loved me that I know.
但是你知不知道？
But what about?
耶稣爱他。
Jesus loved him also.
他知道吗？
Does he know?
昨天我在这个尔湾的清真寺里面，清真寺就是。你们知道什么叫清真寺吧？中文翻译叫清真寺，就是 mosque， 是 masjid。
So I went to a mosque in Irvine yesterday.
几乎每个星期我都去。
I visit there every week.
那昨天呢，那个 ustaz 就是那一个他们的牧师了。我就用你们熟悉的语言，他们的牧师呢就读了一段他们的经文。
So the imam read a verse, their verse to me.
今天早上呢，他刚刚跟我 email。
And he even emailed me.
他说他在读着，他是用阿拉伯文读的。
So he read it in Arabic.
他是一边读那个经文，一边流泪。
So he was in tears while he read.
他是非常非常的，因为他里面读到他们先知穆罕默德的一段经文。
So he read about their prophet Muhammad.
他在我的面前，在课堂上面一边读，两边眼泪。一个堂堂七尺高的男子汉。在我们所有的人面前流泪。
So he was big and tall. When he read the verses, he shed tears.
这是穆斯林的世界里面的一角。
But this is just a glimpse of the Muslim world.
并不是全都是拿着机关枪 AK-47 的。
So it's not all about suicide bomber.
如果我们不装备我们自己，
if we don't equip ourselves,
我们如果不知道学习，真知道我们的信仰是什么。
If we do not really understand our own belief,
我们如何给？
How can we give?
今天我们并不是说要给金钱跟奉献。
It's not about offering and money.
而是你的才华。
It's about your talent.
你的金钱。
Your money.
你的时间。
Your time.
这一生神在你身上所做的工作。
That's the work of God on you.
有一个女孩子。
There was a girl.
她从小就没有父母亲。
Her parents passed away a long time ago.
她是一个犹太人。
So she was a Jew.
她是被她舅舅养大的。
Raised by her uncle.
他们住在异地。
So they live in a foreign land.
后来有一天，皇宫呢开始要选召秀女。
And then the harem was looking for new supply.
New supply. Whatever.OK， 然后呢，这个小女孩呢就被选进去当秀女了。
So she was chosen.
最后呢，非常的神奇。
And magically，
她就成为了皇后。
She became the queen.
你知道我这个故事是出自于哪里吗
？You know about the story？
出自哪里
？Book of Esther。
不是，是中国的一个电视连续剧。
there's a Chinese drama.
会笑的人，那一定常常看中国电视连续剧。
So you may have watched it.
当然了，这个故事是出自以斯帖记。
Actually, it's from a book of Esther.
后来，在这个国家当中有一个奸臣。
And then there's a tricky man.
他们想要害这个民族。
They want to prosecute the Jewish people.
所以这个做舅舅呢，就对着这个皇后说。
So the uncle spoke to this queen.
你需要去解救我们这个民族，要在皇上面前呢，好好的说话。
So you need to speak before the emperor.
但是呢，以斯帖呢就非常的害怕。
Esther was afraid.
然后他的舅舅对他说什么话
And then her uncle spoke to her.
言之，你今天得到这位份，不是为了这现今的机会吗？
Because your position today, God had plans for you.
你今天能坐在这个地方，
your position,
你今天可以在这里听到上帝的话语，
and listening to God's word here,
而不是看手机，
and not just reading your iPhone.
我告诉你，现在的聚会当中，大多是一半以上都在看手机的。
And most people are just watching their cell phone all the time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brother and sister,
你今天坐在这里，不是为着现今的机会吗？
You're sitting here because opportunity for you.
四目向周围看，
Look around you.
有多多少少的不是中国人，甚至许多中国人，甚至不是中国人，住在我们的周围当中。
There are many Chinese and non-Chinese living among us.
你愿意去给吗？
Are you willing to give?
上帝赐福于你，并岂不是为了这现今的机会吗？
When God bless you, He bless you with opportunity.
年轻人，
so your relatives,
年轻人，
and your young people,
能够来到美国留学，
come to study in America,
能够收到这样的装备，
equip yourself.
能够信主，
believe in God，
有什么东西你可以给上帝的？
So what can you give to God in return?
我奉主的名说，
in God's name，
凡有的，
whatever you have，
还要再加给你，
will add more to you，
凡没有的，
if you don't have，
就算你所有的，
even what you have，
我都要拿走，
will be taken away。
不要看说神赐福于我们，就是为了说，你看上帝怎么爱我。
Don't take God's blessing as how God loves me.
上帝爱他，他不知道。
God loves him, but he doesn't know.
亚伯兰，上帝祝福他，要使他成为大国。
So God bless Abram to be a great nation.
要他有个名，更大的名。
And his name will be great.
就是单单就这样子赐福于他吗？
Is that just the blessing there is for him?
最后一句话，上帝怎么对他说？
And God said to him,
他说地上的万族要因你得福。
All the nations will be blessed through you.
你名为大。
And your name will be great.
你成为大国。
And you're becoming a great nation.
但是你将这福使万族都要因你得福。
I will bless you, so all the nations on the earth will be blessed through you.
默想神赐福你，就是让你伟大。
Because God bless you to make you great.
是要让你能够祝福其他人。
So that you can bless others.
莫要以为我能够来到这个土地上面过一个幸福的日子，就如此。Period. Stop.
So not just for an easy life here in America.
乃是要叫你使别人得福。
So that you can bless others.
从现在算起，二十年前。
So from this point on, 20 years before.
我那时候刚刚大学毕业。
I just graduated from college.
在一个跨业的一个祷告会上面。
So I was at a prayer meeting.
把自己没有任何的讲道信息。
There was no message.
我把自己献给，把自己说主，你若愿意使用，求主你来使用。
So I devote my life to God and ask God to use me.
愿我在穆斯林的世界当中。
May I spend time in the Muslim country.
十年过去之后。
10 years later.
2009年。
2009.
在德州的一个图书馆第二层，图书馆的第二楼。
This is the second floor in a library in Texas.
上帝对我说。
God spoke to me.
是时候了。
So time is now.
你要进入跨文化的境界，你要进入跨文化的圈子当中。
So you need to go to transculture people.
上帝用十年的时间来装备我。
God equipped me in the past 10 years.
2009年的时候。
When 2009.
我进到伊斯兰经济学院里面去继续学伊斯兰。
So I enter Islam school to learn Islam.
去学习。
To learn their culture,
去装备,
to equip myself.
不是我能给什么,
not what I can give.
是神说,
because God
spoke. Trust and obey.
Trust and obey.
然后去做,
and go.
但是所面对的环境
but the circumstances
并不是你一传人家就会信。
It's difficult.
It's, 不是你一做人家就回应。
So there's lack of response most of the time.
有时候神要叫你做的事情跟事实跟环境很大的出入。
So sometimes there's a tremendous distance between what God's want and what's the reality.
你还愿意给吗？
Are you still willing to give?
我们来读这段经文，个人要按自己的力量。
Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way the Lord your God has blessed you.
你的礼物是什么？
So what's the gift that God gave you?
你的青春吗？
Your youth?
年轻人，你愿意把你青春拿出来装备你自己，以致你能给吗？
You want to spend your youth to equip yourself to give?
你可能对自己说，我已经老了。
Or maybe I'm old.
我什么都不能做了。
I can't do anything.
我告诉你，今天在我的宣教工厂，来的人几乎都是退休的人。
So in my mission field, most people are retired people.
他们有些当中有一些是医生，
some are physicians,
有些是科学家，
some scientists,
都是带着他们的才华在工厂当中来帮助我们，辅助我们去接触这些未得之民。
They took their talents to help us to spread the gospel among unsaved people.
我算什么？
But who I am?
我的名算什么？
And who are my people?
竟能如此热意奉献。
That we should be able to give as generous as this.
你们要记到一句话，因为万物都是从主而来。
Everything comes from God.
我们把从你而得的献给你。
And we have given God only what comes from your hand.
默想我们今天能坐在这里。
Meditate, we can sit here.
不就是为了今天这一个机会吗？
Because of the opportunity.
第三，当主同在时，祷告。
When God is present, pray.
今天这段经文里面当中，你会发现，当主向亚伯兰显现的时候
，When God appeared to Abram,
亚伯拉罕做了什么事情
？What did Abram do?
他就筑了一座坛。
So he built an altar.
无论他到哪里去
，Wherever he went,
西边是伯特利，东边是爱。
So east of Bethel and west and Ai of the east.
又为耶和华筑了一座坛。
He built another altar.
求告耶和华的名。
To the Lord and call on the name of the Lord.
在这条信仰道路上面，第三个很重要的一个元素是什么
？So the third thing important.
就是祷告。
Pray.
你最近一次的祷告是什么时候
？When was the last time you prayed？
啊，刚刚你牧师祷告的时候。
So maybe just the
那刚才我们祷告之前，你什么时候祷告
？So what about before pastoral prayer？
早上一起来的时候，我不是说早上一起来呢，祷告一定要在早上的。我只是说大多数的状况，早上起来的时候，你祷告吗
？But do you pray first thing when you got up？
祷告啊。早上起来的时候，你第一个动作通常是什么
？So what's the first action you woke up？
超过50%的人，你知道是看什么吗？手机。
Most than 50% look at their cell phone。
然后呢，你晚上睡觉以前，你通常会做什么
？So what's the majority you do before bedtime？
就睡觉前是手机，睡觉以后也是。啊，手机放哪里？从头
常尾。So where do you put your cell phone? Just on the night table, next to you.
所以手机呢，已经成为什么？已成为 Bible 了。
So cell phone is your Bible.
我们在工厂呢，都不带 Bible 的。
So even the missionary field, we don't
都是带着手机的。
So we all bring a cell phone.
我们跟人家传福音的时候是打开手机的。
So when we spread the gospel, we just turn on our cell phone.
因为这是手机时代。
Because it's a digital age, so we all have digital version.
上帝喜欢手机吗？
Does God love cell phone?
上帝会使用手机
来成就
他的心意
to spread His gospel.
但是今天我们喜欢用手机多过于祷告。
But today we use cell phone more than we pray.
你们大家都有听过这样子一个比喻。
You heard the analogy.
就是跟神祷告就好像跟神
So when you pray, it's similar to
就像是打电话，对吧？
Just like call.
就打手机，对不对？
Just like call God. Just like using your cell phone.
但是今天我们很多的时候遇到状况的时候呢？
But when we encounter circumstances,
我们不是跟上帝祷告。
But we don't pray to God.
我们是打手机。
Actually, we use our cell phone.
当我们身体出现状况的时候。
So when we feel sick,
我们是上这个 web math。我们去找到底出现什么问题。
So we Google, we search for a WebMD.
这些都没有错。
There's nothing wrong with that.
但是你自己心里会知道。
But you know deep in your heart.
我是否心里尊主为大。
Do I put God first?
当主同在的时候。
When God is with us.
我祷告吗？
Do I pray?
应该就是在22年前。
22 years ago.
当我被人打的时候
，When I was beaten by someone，
被孟加拉人打的时候
，So beat by some Muslim in the India area，
在我的记忆当中
，In my memory，
我记得非常清楚
，I remember clearly，
我只能感谢主
，I thanked God。
第一声被人家打的时候，我第一声发出来的声不是救命啊
，No， I just save me，
不是救命，我不是救命，我是说。上帝救我。
So I didn't say save me, but I said God save me.
我不知道我信心有多强，但是我只能感谢主。
I give thanks to God.
那时候我被打的真的是欠，我真的打的是连这个脸呢都已经被毁容了。
So I was beaten so badly, disfigured.
那时候第一个从我口里面发出来的话就是上帝救我。
My first utterance was God saved me.
我整个就昏迷不醒了。
Then I became unconscious.
事情了。
So I didn't know what happened.
等我醒来的时候呢
？When I came to.
广东人讲说这猪头饼啊。
So,
如果你识讲广东话嘅话，你就识到我讲乜嘢，即系猪头饼一个头两个大嘅。
Oh, so just like a puffed pig head.
Okay.
So,
我感谢主是呼叫跟求告耶和华的名。
So I cry out to His name.
不是救命啊。
So I didn't call just save me, but I said God save me.
那我们读这段经文，凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的。
The Lord is near to all who call on Him.
耶和华便与他们相近。
To all who call on Him in truth.
求告耶和华的名。
Called on Him.
不是说你的问题立刻得到解决。
Not necessarily will be answered right away.
乃是耶和华与你相近。
Because God is with you when you call to Him.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候，寻找他；相近的时候，求告他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
发生在我们生命当中的事情
，So what happened in our life?
都带着主你自己的美意。
It's all because God's will.
上个星期一，我的同工从工厂里面给我就是传来的信息。
Last Monday, I received a message from Mission Field from my coworker.
就是去年这个团队到我们那个工厂的时候。
Because last year they came to our Mission Field.
其中一个认识的同工。
So one of the coworker I knew.
他去到一个国家。
He went to a certain country.
继续做这种的工作。
Continue his mission work.
但是发生了一些事情。
Then something happened.
被抓。
He was arrested.
被关监牢。
Put in jail.
不知明日如何。
So he didn't know what would happen to him.
到今年年初二月的时候才被释放出来。
And he was released until, he was not released until February this year.
国与国之间呢就开始国另外他自己的原属国家呢就救他回到他的国家。
His native country rescued him back to his homeland.
但是他自己的原属国家呢是抵抗基督徒的。
But his native country was anti-Christian.
所以被送回去之后呢，又放到自己国家的监牢里面。
So he was put into prison in his homeland.
但是感谢主，后来被释放出来。
Then he was released again.
然后他就跟我分享这段经历。
So he shared his experience with me.
他说他现在心惊胆战。
So he was afraid.
这是我们在工厂当中常常遇见的事情。
Those often happen during the mission field.
三年前的复活节的之后，三年前的复活节之后的第三天。
Three years ago, three days after the Easter's.
我自己也被抓了。
I was arrested.
我被问了两个小时。
I was questioned for interrogated for 2 hours.
若不是那一次的复活节，上帝给我的信息。
If not God's message for me during the Easter,
我不知道怎么过那段时间。
I don't know how I would endure.
但是他神自己的保守。
Because God's keeping.
他当场释放了我。
I was released on the spot.
后来我就立刻逃走了。
Then I ran away, right away.
我这一生当中读过很多的书。
I read many books in my life.
我到现今为止，这就不讲了。总之，在危难当中向神祷告。
So, the bottom line is pray to God in crisis.
我要大家一同从这个教会的四围墙看到外面的世界。
So we need to look beyond the wall of the church.
从你的工作、你的家庭、你的问题看到外面的世界。
From your work, your home, and look at the world outside.
从上帝国度的眼光来看外面的事情。
The view of the King, God's kingdom.
所以我就给你们看这张图案。图画，这个地图。
So let's look at the map.
这个地图是什么？
So what about this map?
世界地图嘛，很简单。
So it's a world map.
你看最红色的地方呢？红色的地方呢是
这个北非 area，
还有这个中东
，North Africa, Mid East，
中亚
，and Central Asia，
大西北，中国大西北
，and then the China，
还有中国的西南，一直到印度。
All the way to India,
然后到东南亚
and then Southeast China,
然后到印度尼西亚
and Indonesia.
这一带地区，红色这一带地区呢
so the red zone,
都是全世界里面最少福音被接触的群体
so they are unchurched or least reached area.
那你知道超过5000人口的这些群体当中呢，排名第一的是哪一个国家？
So there is a population more than 5,000.
你看上面排名第一个是哪一个？
The first is China.
China!
Right. First is China.
你有点感受吗？什么叫中国？
Did you feel something? What the China means to you?
这是中国的土地。
So this is the map of China.
里面所有红色点的地方，西南到西北，一直到这个乌鲁啊，再到这个新疆。西藏、新疆，一直到西南、云南这一带。
So the west east area all the way to the new territory.
这些所有红点地方。
The red spot.
这些都是未处之名。
So they are unchurched people.
全世界现在有7000多个未得之名。
There's about 7,000 people.Or
在中国就有446个未得之名。
Among them, 446 in China.
你说中国不是上帝被得着了吗
？So do you think God wants China?
你不说中国遍地都是教会吗
？So there are many churches in China.
但是我可以告诉你，有446个未得之名仍然处在中国的境内。
But there are 446 people group in China who is unsaved.
你知道吗
？Do you know？
我从西南到西北，从西南西北一路从南走上北，走遍这些不是走遍，走到其中这些未得之名地方，非常非常的荒凉。
So I travel southwest to northwest, some of the area pretty remote, sparsely populated.
有谁为我去呢？
So who will go for God?
你愿意给吗？
Are you willing to give?
你愿意为他们祷告吗？
Are you willing to pray for them?
我相信从国内来的都非常了解这首歌。
I think many people from China probably knows about this song.
中国早晨五点钟，对吧？
So like the 5 o'clock in the morning.
中国早晨五点钟说的是什么？
So what about 5 o'clock in the morning?
祷告。
So、
那如今还有中国早晨五点钟吗
？So what about China? Do they really have 5 o'clock in the morning?
还有吗
？Do they still play this song?
我不知道。
I don't know.
那问题是在于，我们愿意祷告吗
？Are we willing to pray?
愿意不单单是为着自己家庭、工作、孩子来祷告。
I just pray for our family, our children, our work.
为教会祷告。
Pray for our church.
因为这一些未得之民来祷告吗
？Pray for unsaved people.
我到工厂里面的第一年，非常非常的灰心，遇到许多的挑战。
The first year in mission field was very challenging for me.
神就对我说
，God spoke to me.
你需要祷告。
You need to pray.
你不要再一个人祷告。
Not just pray alone.
常常一个人在那个地方呢，躲在房间里面呢，哭得稀里哗啦的向上帝来祷告。
So you pray in tears alone in your room.
他说你不能再这样子祷告了。
It's not good.
你要找更多更多人一起来祷告。
So you need to pray your partner.
所以三年前呢，就在合场里面建立一个祷告的小组。
So I established a prayer group.In the mission field.
从三个人开始。
Start for three people.
第一次祷告的时候。
First time we pray.
那边是干旱。
So there was a drought.
我们就在房子里面三个人祷告。
So we pray in the room.
其中一个呢是一个穆斯林信主的弟兄。
So one is a Muslim Christian.
我们不知道怎么样子祷告。
So we don't know how to pray.
因为这个实在挑战太大了。
Yeah, because it's very challenging.
我们一直祷告
so we pray incessantly.
两三个小时
two or three hours nonstop.
在两个小时之后
and afterwards,
突然间
all of a sudden,
我们所住的地方外面倾盆大雨
then it pours and rains.
而这倾盆大雨呢，并不是下了几天，而就是下了那么十五分钟到二十分钟。
Only for 15 and 20 minutes.
哇，我们的那个百叶窗呢，乒乒乓乓，乒乒乓乓的响。
So the blind was like a pitter patter.
那时候我们就说主啊，谢谢你。
So we thank the Lord.
你应允我们的祷告。
You answer our prayer.
虽然我们眼睛看不见。
Even though we couldn't see you.
我们只能说。
We can only say.
你会在将来的日子当中，在这块地方做你奇大无比的事情，因为你已经赐下你的应许。你的春雨要从天而降，滋满全地。我们已经领受了应许，我们要持续不断的祷告。虽然我们看不见结果，但是我们都是走在前线的人。Sorry.
You will do wonders because of your promise. It will rain, even though we're at the front line for you.
这一个祷告会直到今天，就算我离开的时候，仍然存在着。
So the prayer group continues even though I'm not there.Right this moment.
我把它交给当地的同工。
So I leave it to a coworker.
最后一次的时候，我们一起祷告的时候，有二十个人，我们哭在上帝面前，求主来复兴这块土地。
But before I came back, there were 20 people praying in tears to save the land.
这今天为着什么事情来祷告
？So we pray for what thing today?
我并不是说。不应该为自己家人自己来祷告。
Not that we shouldn't pray for our family, for ourselves.
耶稣爱我，我知道，我很开心。
Jesus loved me, that I know, I'm happy for that.
耶稣爱他吗
？But Jesus loved him also.
也许你真的不能做什么。
Maybe you cannot do anything.
但你愿意祷告吗
？At least, are you willing to pray?
教会的祷告会愿意参与吗
？Are you willing to come to the prayer meeting?
用过万国万民来祷告吗？
Pray for the all nations.
是不是只有在崇拜的那一段五分钟、十分钟，为就万国来祷告就够了吗
？So is that enough? Just pray during the service.
你每天有没有记得为这未得之民祷告呢
？Are you praying for the unsaved people every day?
现在我来给大家来看一段影片。
I will show you a video clip.
这段影片呢，既然大家都是有中国血统血液的，我们就来看中国当中的一个族群。
So it's about the people in China.
You put the idea. Not this one. The other one. Yeah, 这边过来啊。Yes, this one. 然后我是全都是啊。Pause a little bit. 这些全都是英文的，但是很容易看。
It's in English, but probably very easy to understand.
里面讲到中国两个很重要的两个未得之两个未得之民，两个很重要的族群，一个是维吾尔族， 另外一个是回族。
The Uyghur and another Muslim people in China.
如果你听不明白的话，就让圣灵来帮助你吧。
So may the Holy Spirit help you to understand.
因为我找不到中文版本的。
So I couldn't find the Chinese version.
这些地方我自己都走过。
All they have to do is cry out to God. And that if they cry out to God for salvation, the Lord will hear and the Lord will grant it.
求主拯救。为中国的穆斯林。中国有2200万穆斯林，包括纽约州，回人是最大的回族。
I think for your average Muslim in China, on a day-to-day basis, spiritual things are not for most on their minds. It's not a religion where God is looking at their hearts and wanting true worship. Their religion and their worship is based on outward works.
因为神也是看你们的心。
My desire, my prayer, my hope is that they will encounter the Jesus of the New Testament, to see God move among the Muslims and to see His church planted among Chinese Muslims, that they can encounter the living God.
我为中国的穆斯林祷告，希望能感动他们的心来接受主耶稣。维吾尔人是第二大的回族。
And that's always been our prayer that.There would be a generation because they love the Lord. They know the Lord, they love Him, and they can teach the next generation and see them follow and worship God as well. The way that they're going to encounter Christ is through each one of us. They need to have somebody share with them. They need to see the gospel incarnated among them and to be loved on by a Christian. Jesus will save them. He will hear their cry. He will save them.
我们再看一个见证，这些都是很短的。
So we look at another testimony, also very short one.
在中亚所发生的故事。
It happened in Central Asia. 好梦成真。
I'll never forget that snaggletooth man with the bright eyes.And how God orchestrated your prayers with our visit as only He can. I remember one of the first things we did after moving to our new location was to go out even further into the countryside, where we stopped at a small, dusty mountain village. Since cars coming through the village are far and few between, we just parked in the middle of the road. That is when we encountered him.The elder of the village, our new Muslim friend. We did not know each other yet. When he saw us, he literally jumped up and down off the ground and asked us to come into his home and eat with him and his family. He was quite a character. He fed us the best of the best, including fresh honey from his beehives, freshly made yogurt, and the best locally made bread we've ever eaten.Afterward, he brought out perfume and sprayed it on each one of us. Then we enjoyed freshly roasted coffee along with the incense that is traditionally burned when entertaining. He told us about a dream 20 years before that he would one day entertain foreigners and that he had been preparing for that day ever since. His dream included a huge star in the sky.So we told him of the story of the star that announced the birth of Christ and the gifts of the Magi. We compared the myrrh to the perfume, frankincense to the incense, and his hospitality and the relationship that we were building together to the gold. Sometime later, we went back out and visited our good old friend again and presented the gospel to him. He listened, then smiled a snaggletooth grin and said, "This is truth, and I believe it." And his eyes were the biggest and brightest they had ever been.
所以 位穆斯林祷告的时候，神会很奇妙的做工。继续祷告，等到所有的事实真实的都可以跟大家分享。
这样的事情在穆斯林世界继续不断的发生。
So such things keep on happening in the Muslim world.
所以我们在祷告。
So we pray.
求神自己的手来工作。
So may God's hands work in a divine way.
多少的才华。
So for your talents.
交在上帝的手中。
In God's hand.
让上帝自己来工作。
So let God work in His divine way. Just use your talent and your gifts.
你愿意去？
Are you willing to go?
你愿意给吗?
Are you willing to give?
你愿意祷告吗?
Are you willing to pray?
去,
go,
给,
give,
祷告,
pray.
是我们的信仰当中三个很重要的元素。
That's three important aspects in our faith.
非常简单,
very simple,
很难做到,
difficult to do.
圣经里面最简单的真理是最难做到的。
Sometimes the simple truth in the Bible is the most difficult to do.
这就是在信仰的路上与主同行。
So we need to walk with God.
在信仰路上与主同工。
And work with God.
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
我们一同起立，我们来唱这首回应诗歌。
Let's arise, respond in the hymn.
握手。
Shake your hand.
我们是要向什么东西来握手呢? What going to shake him with? 我们一起来这首歌来回应主。当我们唱这首歌的时候